You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Mo Camelton joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. How you doing, Big Papa?
I'm doing good. But, you know, Anita, I don't think you can call it a honey do list if it's a list of tasks that you yourself have to complete.
That I have to do.
it's just a to-do list. If it's a honey do list, then that means somebody else got to do it.
It's true. It's true that. True that, my friend. Yeah. All right. Well, first and foremost, you know, we're excited to announce Ty is expecting. He's expecting a bambino. You just had a bambina. So I don't know. Maybe you could send Ty some fatherly advice. You're going through the thick of it right now. I'm sure. But hope everything's going great with you and your beautiful family.
Yeah, no, we're doing well, man. You know, so we had the 1 month. So she was born February 5th, 2 days after my birthday, February 3rd. She was actually doing my birthday, but, you know, she allowed me to celebrate my last one before she owns me for the rest of my life. You know, she gave me one last birthday. But Ty, it's going to be a great journey, man. I definitely wish you all the best.
That's so great. And by the way, Chris Canty announced this week, he got engaged. He's going to get married. Look at this. Big things happening here with our staff at 98.7
ESPN.
All right. We all growing up,
it looks like.
except me. Except me.
You're the dog lady. You got eight kids. Like,
I'm the dog lady.
Just give me dogs and a golf course
and I'm happy. All right, let's dive in. Let's dive into some NBA. It's no longer NBA weekend. It's NBA Sunday. Everything is happening tonight. The three-point contest, the skills, the slam dunk at the half, the East and the West. What are your thoughts on tonight? What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I mean, I think I'm most looking forward to the All-Star game itself. And, you know, I've been putting a lot of thought into this, Anita, and I definitely think that we need to give some credit to the players. You know, a lot of them weren't really happy about this. You know, the season is already so condensed. They have little downtime. You know, they're still traveling and they're having to sequester themselves in their hotel rooms on the road and stuff like that. And there was a lot of frustration among the players when, you know, the commissioner, quote-unquote, recommended that they do an All-Star game because they were looking forward to having the additional time off, you know? But this has been a great NBA tradition. This is the 70th All-Star game in history, and I think there was only 1 year that they did not play an All-Star game, and that may have been the lockout truncated season of, I guess that would have been 1999. We're, like, dating ourselves here. But, you know, props to all these guys. Congratulations to all the guys that made the team. I'm looking forward to seeing them play against each other. It's going to be spirited. And, you know, obviously with the team LeBron and the team Durant, you know, picking the teams like playground style, you know, I think it's very exciting. It's the fourth year of that format, and it definitely has injected something new into the All-Star game. So, you know, I'm excited about that. Now, I do want to see, you know, how the dunk contest goes, and I do want to see all those other things. But when you put them up with the All-Star game, it's obvious that they're going to kind of be playing second fiddle to the game that has all of these, you know, all the league's top guns in it.
Again, Mo Camelton joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, and we have a Woj bomb that just dropped, and Ty just sent this to me. Not sure if you read this prior to coming on. I'm assuming you didn't. 76ers stars Embiid as well as Ben Simmons were in contact with a barber who tested positive for COVID-19 in Philadelphia and are uncertain for today's All-Star game. Sources tell ESPN the barber had been retested because of an inconclusive initial test. They're waiting on results now. So there's a chance that Embiid and Ben Simmons will not participate tonight, just FYI.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. And the thing about it is I kind of wonder when these guys went and got their haircuts. You know what I mean? If they didn't wait until the last minute, it's possible that the league – well, I don't know what they would do if they cannot play. You know, like usually what happens when a player is ineligible for whatever reason or when they get injured, replacements are named. You know, I remember one year in the recent past, there were maybe like three or four guys that didn't make the All-Star game. So the All-Star, the official roster ended up being like 15 or 16 deep. And then the other thing about Embiid specifically is Joel Embiid is regarded by his peers as one of the top players in the league, you know, and I think that's evidenced by where Durant picked him. So if he's not able to play, and Kevin Durant is already not playing, Devin Booker isn't playing, right? Mike Conley replaced him. I mean, that's going to really, really hurt Team Durant's chances of walking away from this thing with a victory. So it's unfortunate news for sure. And at this point, all I can really say is I just hope that, you know, their barber returns a negative test and that these guys are deemed safe to compete and that they're able to play because they work hard to put themselves in this position. And for them to not be able to play because they had to get a fresh lineup, you know, it's kind of sad.
Again, Mo Hamilton joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Before we let you go, we've received quite a few calls today on the show. Just looking forward to the second half of the season and looking at the March schedule. I just took a look. I've got money riding on the Nets to win the championship and win the East. I just took a look of the Knicks and their schedule. And I mean, polar opposite, night and day. I mean, the schedule of March all the way through mid-April for the Nets, very, very kind, where for the Knicks, very, very difficult. Let's start with the Nets first and foremost. What are your thoughts for the second half of the season? I even like Harden winning the MVP. I know it's a long shot. Embiid right now is favored at plus 200. LeBron is at plus 250. Harden is 33-1. I know it's a long shot, but I mean, put a dollar on it. You win $33. Anyway, your thoughts on the Nets the second half of the season?
Well, you know, I last time I was on with you, Nita, I told you that these guys were going to be punching until the end. And I think that smart money is on Brooklyn. You know, they're going to have a chance to win this thing. And then, you know, last I'd heard as far as Blake Griffin was concerned is that, you know, there's a buyout agreement with the Detroit Pistons and a lot of people were expecting that he was actually going to land in Brooklyn. I'm not sure how that situation has resolved or if it has resolved, but, you know, if he ends up there, it's just more firepower for Steve Nash and that already potent offense. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. And if you're thinking about laying money on the net, you know, it's something that you would want to keep in the back of your head. As far as them and their chances of winning the Eastern Conference, I mean, I find it hard to believe that there's a team out there in the East that's going to be able to beat them 4 out of 7 times. It's just, you know, you think about the better defensive teams, you think about the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, and I think you would have to mention the Sixers in there as well. But to be able to stop a team that has Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, like those three guys by themselves are each of the best offensive talents we've seen in a really, really long time in this league. So when you put them all together, it just creates something that's really difficult to stop, especially when you consider they're being coached by Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni is sitting next to him on the bench. So yeah, smart money. You know, I'm not mad at that bet. As far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, they'll have a chance to make the playoffs. I think everyone in New York has been pleased by what they've seen from them over the first half of the season. And yeah, their schedule doesn't look kind on paper, but you know what? The Knicks have been winning games all season long that when you look at it on paper, you would say, oh, well, I wouldn't expect them to beat this team, you know? So I would say to not be to be bullish on their odds of making it into the playoffs as long as health continues to be on their side. That's what I would say.
Hey, before we let you go, about 3 weeks ago, and I want to believe that you were on with us. We were talking about, you know, what's a better bet, that the Knicks will make it into the postseason or that the Dallas Mavericks will not. Right now, it's no longer plus money for, at that point in time, it was like plus 190 for the Knicks to make it into the postseason. Now it's like minus 110. So there's no plus money there. If the season was in today, they would have the fifth seed. But Dallas, now for them not to make it into the postseason, and Ty and I were talking about this just a second ago, it's plus 300. It's 3-1 to bet that they won't make it. And I'm hearing that there's talk and speculation that they're going to trade KP. What do you think Dallas does as we get closer to the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think that they're – so as we speak right now, they're in eighth out west. They're two games over 500. But everyone kind of needs to remember, you know, just because you're in the eighth seed now doesn't actually mean that you're going to get in, right? So 7 and 8 are going to play 9 and 10 in the new play-in scenario. So just because you finish as eighth, right, you might still end up being out. On the other hand, you could finish as low as 10th and still get in. So at this point, they're right there in the thick of it. They're only two games behind the sixth seed, which is the Denver Nuggets. So the Mavericks have a good shot. As far as trading Porzingis, I think that's really, really interesting. And I think it says more about Porzingis than it does about Dallas. I think whether they have him or not, the Mavericks are going to have a fighting chance to get into the postseason. Luka Doncic, he is probably the most gifted young talent we've seen in the NBA since LeBron. And when I say young talent, I mean like sub 21 years old. The things that he's doing have just been incredible. And if LeBron picked him third, you know, for his all-star team, so that kind of tells you all you need to know right there. But right now, if I had to, I would probably take the Knicks to get in over the Mavericks now. I think I said the opposite last time we spoke, but what I've seen over the last 3 weeks has kind of changed my mind. And the Western Conference is just such a dogfight, you know? Again, right now for the Mavericks to get in, they would have to defend themselves against the Golden State Warriors in the play-in scenario. And I think based on what I see right now on paper, that I would probably favor the Warriors knocking them out and taking their playoff spot. So obviously we got a lot of season left. We got to see how it all plays out. But I think right now the Mavericks appear to be in more danger than the Knicks, especially considering the fact that there seems to be some discord with Kristaps Porzingis and the Mavericks organization.
He is Moke Hamilton, folks, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Always a pleasure hearing your voice and having you join us, Moke. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the week, my friend.
It is truly my pleasure, and you enjoy your All-Star game. Hey, Ty, congratulations again, man.
Thanks, my man. Appreciate you, brother.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.